Agrégation interne d'anglais 2013. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
But first, would you be more likely to buy a yogurt that said it was probiotic over one that said contains microorganisms? Well, after today, it won't be a dilemma. The term probiotic on foods, along with thousands of other health claims, will be illegal. The European Union has spent the last few years sifting 40,000 health claims or more made by branded products. They've come up with a list of 241 legitimate claims which food manufacturers can use to help market their goods. And yes, if they want to, they can say contains microorganisms. Good, you may think, it's not in the consumer's interest for a food product to claim a benefit that can't be proved. But not everyone agrees. Critics say the European Food Safety Authority has applied standards of evidence that only the richest producers can afford. Well, we'll hear from Glenys Wilmot, MEP, who supported the legislation soon. But first, Dr. Robert Verkerk of the Alliance for Natural Health spoke to our reporter Pauline McColl about his reservations on the legislation which comes into force today.
Well, here I have a plastic wallet with about 350 pages of claims about supposedly the health benefits of foods. And these claims have now been evaluated by the European Food Safety Authority. And all of the claims in this, some 1,719 of them, are all going to become illegal. And they cover all sorts of things that many of us would think are generally pretty healthy. Diets that are rich in fruit, diets that are rich in vegetables.
Well, looking at this page, and the claim is, a diet rich in fruit promotes heart health. Not validated, not authorised. They're saying that you can't claim fruit's good for you.
They are saying that. The trick here is that in order to pass the EFSA test, you need to have been able to demonstrate a cause and effect relationship.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
But first, would you be more likely to buy a yogurt that said it was probiotic over one that said contains microorganisms? Well, after today, it won't be a dilemma. The term probiotic on foods, along with thousands of other health claims, will be illegal. The European Union has spent the last few years sifting 40,000 health claims or more made by branded products. They've come up with a list of 241 legitimate claims which food manufacturers can use to help market their goods. And yes, if they want to, they can say contains microorganisms. Good, you may think, it's not in the consumer's interest for a food product to claim a benefit that can't be proved. But not everyone agrees. Critics say the European Food Safety Authority has applied standards of evidence that only the richest producers can afford. Well, we'll hear from Glenys Wilmot, MEP, who supported the legislation soon. But first, Dr. Robert Verkerk of the Alliance for Natural Health spoke to our reporter Pauline McColl about his reservations on the legislation which comes into force today.
Well, here I have a plastic wallet with about 350 pages of claims about supposedly the health benefits of foods. And these claims have now been evaluated by the European Food Safety Authority. And all of the claims in this, some 1,719 of them, are all going to become illegal. And they cover all sorts of things that many of us would think are generally pretty healthy. Diets that are rich in fruit, diets that are rich in vegetables.
Well, looking at this page, and the claim is a diet rich in fruit promotes heart health. Not validated, not authorised. They're saying that you can't claim fruit's good for you.
They are saying that. The trick here is that in order to pass the EFSA test, you need to have been able to demonstrate a cause and effect relationship.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.